Trish, how are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. I'm on cloud nine, man. I feel great.
You must, yeah, look, just quickly, what's going through your mind right now? The last few days must have been like emotional roller coaster.
Oh, it's been nuts. It's been everything from, you know, happy, sad, anxious, excited, like everything. And I just literally took all that emotion. And oh my God, like I'm standing at the curtain and there's Thank You, Trish chant. And I was like, oh my God, I just like almost lost it. But I used it to like channel my energy. And I was unbelievable. And everyone keeps saying to me, they're like, aren't you sad? I'm like, no, I am so happy. How can you not be excited and so happy from after a moment like that?
Well, that's the thing, Trish. How many wrestling stars, period, get to go out in such a classy style with
yeah.
the belt in their own hometown as well?
Like, God, can you write a better ending, right?
You had it. You had it. And the sharpshooter. Whose idea was the sharpshooter?
That was mine. Oh, my God. I just had to. And it's so funny because I got, like, a lot of people kind of, I was like, oh, yeah, that'll be it. People were like, what? Why would you? Like, you got to be Canadian to get it.
Oh, that's so amazing. Now, just so the fans hear it from you, Trish, and so you can get the straight picture, why did you make this decision at this time? Why are you moving away from pro wrestling?
It was just, you know, my contract came up beginning of September, and I always feel like everything I've done so far has been like right place, right time, and you know, my contract was up beginning of September. Unforgiven was the middle of September. I'm getting married at the end of September, and it just felt like this was the time. It's just right, you know, like to sit down and like, okay, we want to sign you for another 3 to 5 years. And I was like, let's think about where I'm at in my life and what I've done so far. And it's crazy, actually, the package they played. You know, I said a clip, which I don't even know when I said that, but it said legends always leave on top. I was like, well, kind of cool. You know, I was like, it was just the right time, and I felt it. And I haven't looked back, like, or regretted my moment, and it's been, like, such a fantastic send-off, and I'm happy. I'm so happy right now.
Was it even slightly motivated by the fact that in terms of actually having a women's wrestling division, it seems to be something they're trying to kind of move away from? I mean, now that you won the title, I have a feeling that they'll probably just put the title aside.
I don't, you know what, I really don't know what they're going to do, but I'm tell you what, though, I just snuck that baby out with my bag. I'm like, I'm out of here.
You know what's going on the mantelpiece, baby.
They call me back, I'm like, oh, not returning calls, sorry. yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, and I just, you know, I mean, everything I've asked for in my career, I mean, it's like not only working people, like if you go way back, I mean, starting off with Vince, you know, and then working, like tagging with someone like The Rock and then Bubba Dudley, like there's so many neat things that sort of molded me into who I am today. And then when I was able to be my own, like my own entity out there, I mean, every woman who's come through, I've worked with all of them, and I've had such amazing, I've learned so much from each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And collectively, it's added up to like where I am today kind of thing.
Yeah, well, do you remember that very first night you were on Raw and how scared you were?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. You know what's crazy? I thought about, like, I made my debut in Long Island, New York, and I finished off at Madison Square Garden for my first and last Raw. It was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was pretty scared back then.
But you stuck to your guns while so many others would have fallen to the wayside. You stuck to your guns. You did the manager thing for a little while with TNA. Mm-hmm. And then you just learned how to work properly, and mm-hmm. there you are. Like, I mean, honestly, I'm sure you'll be remembered as one of the top divas in WWE history.
I hope so, man. I really have worked my ass off to try to have that legacy. I want, you know, and that's why, like, I didn't do things like, play, you know, pose for Playboy and stuff, because I want people to remember that very thing that I do in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, hopefully that's how they'll remember me.
Now, when you look back on the career yourself, how does it feel to be walking away from it? Because you really did enjoy it so much. And how do you think you'll get remembered by wrestling fans?
Oh, man, I always talk about this unique experience of, like, growing with the fans. Like, they saw me literally with two left feet in the ring and then getting a little better. And, oh, you know, that's pretty solid clothesline she gave for once. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then so I had that unique experience of, like, growing in front of the fans' eyes. And I think that's why they kind of got with me and stuck with me for so long. And every time I went out there, I was trying to just prove to them and to, like, my coworkers watching that, like, I belonged in the ring, you know. And I just hope that they'll know that I tried to give 110% every time I was out there, you know, and I wanted their respect and their admiration so bad, and that's all I strive for when I went out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had to sit down, you know, now and look over the past 7 years, what stands out for you? What highlights, whether in-ring, out-of-ring, what stuff sticks with you?
You know, I don't know why, but for some reason when I was out there tonight, I went, I can't believe they're so excited for me as a girl. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but I felt like as respected as a male, you know, wrestler, and I thought that was pretty amazing, you know.
Sure.
What I'm happy about is that they've given me the respect as a, you know, wrestler, period. Not necessarily just a, you know, a woman in the ring, and that's meant so much to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you see it going now that you're kind of stepping away from it? Because myself, I kind of get this bad feeling that the women's division is going to get somewhat abolished. Do you see it continuing, or do you see this kind of maybe being the end of the road for the women's division as well as your career?
I mean, what can I do without Trish Stratus?
Well, you might be joking, but that's a great point, because when it comes to workers, there's two or three of you tops that can work now, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know, you know, Mickie James has a lot of potential, and, well, I don't know. You know what? Put it this way. Years ago, you said, well, look at the women's division. Who we got? We got Trish Stratus. She's kind of this, you know, valet, and who knows? Maybe someone's going to step up to the plate now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of, you know, the kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, it wasn't just me. It was the opportunity that I was given and the people I worked with. So it's going to be an interesting landscape that they have to really start to focus on, really, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you have the big wedding coming up at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would suspect a nice, long, suspended honeymoon, relax,
yeah,
take it easy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Europe, and I'm going to see everything that I got to visit. I, like, only saw the arena, the airport. I'm so excited.
Right, right, right. So what are the plans after that, besides, obviously, a well-deserved vacation and some R&R time? What's going to be the plan for Trish?
Well, I'm probably going to alphabetize my DVDs, learn to bake a souffle.
Ooh.
I'm going to be popping in. I'm going to co-host a couple of shows with you guys.
Hey, it's like it was a lease to the WWE for all these years. Now we get you back.
Yeah, exactly. You can come home.
Full circle. It's awesome.
Yes,
we'll be like, look, guys, we made fresh brownies. You know?
Now that will be awesome. I look forward to that.
Let's do it. We'll do it in the near future. I'll come and co-host a show with you guys.
Awesome.
That would be awesome. Well, Trish, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I know that you got a million things to do. Go shoot the DVD extras and all that kind of stuff now. But I want to thank you so much.
We always had
faith in you right from the very beginning. And we're all of us are particularly proud here at The Law to see how far you did go in that 7 year period.
Thank you. And on to you guys. I mean, it was a great opportunity for me to come on that show like 8 years ago and talk wrestling and, you know, be a cool chick who knows wrestling. You know? So thanks for that opportunity as well. And, you know, coming full circle, I started off with you guys, and here we go. Good night, guys.
All right. Uh-huh. All right, Trish, you take care of yourself and enjoy that honeymoon.
Thank you. I got the belt. I'm running.
Yeah, take it. Take it. Vince can make another one. Take it.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The one and